in Krishna consciousness, especially the chanting of the holy name, is greatly influenced by individual's state of consciousness. These two factors, the attitude and consciousness of the chanter, helps him to improve the quality of chanting or to deteriorate the quality of chanting. Similarly, the quality of chanting again influences a person's behavior, a person's attitude and his consciousness. So both these factors, they serve one another. Both these factors in the path of Krishna consciousness. So out of the two, quality of chanting is not something which is within our hands. It is not very easy for us to improve the quality of chanting suddenly. But the other factor, the consciousness with which we do the activities, how we do, that is to some extent within our hands. For example, there is a famous Karmi advertisement which says, looks do matter. You know that? You have seen that? Looks do matter. What it says is that what type of dress you wear, people accordingly accept you. For example, if one of you is wearing a t-shirt with some dirty slogan in it, just like many materialistic people wear, then people think you are a person of that nature. People think like that. Either in the front or the back you put a slogan, isn't it? Or you find a car sometimes with some slogan written behind, God bless you or something. Immediately you think that the driver of the car or the owner of the car must be a good person. So people judge you based on what type of dress you wear. If somebody is wearing a very decent dress, then you'll be treated as a decent person. Somebody is wearing rags, you'll be considered a beggar. Isn't it? So looks do matter, they say. In the same manner, we should perform everything as a devotional offering to Krishna in our lives. For example, we are all coming for morning Mangalarti here. Like one devotee, one boy comes from a millionaire family and is working in a software company. But the way he wears dhoti kurta, it looks like a penniless beggar. All of you take a look at your own dhoti and kurta. What kind of dhoti kurta you are wearing? Look at yourself. Will you go like this to your company? If you are working for a software company interview, you don't have two buttons in the top and your shirt is yellowish and dirty with mud and sand and everything. It is torn on one side. You look like a 10th class beggar. And you go and stand in the interview, sir, I have come for a software company interview. They'll kick you out immediately. They'll call the pune and kick you out. So when it comes to Krishna, we are so careless and so inattentive. We wear dirty clothes. Looks so pathetic. When you see someone with yellowish, we don't know the color of the kurta and dhoti, whether it is yellow or white. People wear such dirty clothes. And I caught this fellow and I chastised him. Do you have any common sense? You're working for a software company, you come from a millionaire family. When you go to company, you press the dress every day very neatly and tuck in and everything, put belt and everything and go in front of your boss because you want to please your boss so that he will not lay you off from the company. And when you come to the supreme boss Krishna here, you come like a beggar. No good sense at all. Because we don't want to become Krishna's devotee. That's what we are representing by that. Like all of you are coming for Chitra Vrinda camp. So when you came, I shaved my beard, I shaved my hair, so that I can look clean, so that I can be presentable to all of you, so that you will be pleased. In devotional life, everything is a devotional offering. Imagine if I am keeping a long beard, and long hair, unshaved and looking like a dirty beggar. Naturally it matters. Does it not matter? It certainly matters. So your spiritual consciousness is going to be dependent on how I look also. What kind of dress I wear, what kind of look I put up, what we speak. Somebody may say, all these things don't matter, Prabhuji. Only what you speak is important. For that you have to be a Avadutta Uttama Bhagavad Babaji like Jagannathas Babaji. All of you become Jagannathas Babaji, then you can avoid worrying about externals. If you are like Gaurakrishna Babaji or Jagannath Das Babaji, We are conditioned souls. External looks do matter. So when we are coming in front of Krishna, if you are dressed like a dirty beggar, that means you are actually not serious about Krishna consciousness. None of you have been starving for the last 3 days without any food. Is there anyone here like that? Last 3 days you didn't eat anything, because of which you couldn't pay attention to your dress. So every one of you come from a good family. They are giving you money enough. If somebody says, no, Prabhuji, when you wear a new dhoti kurta, it is bright. But after some time it becomes dull. Throw it away if it becomes dull. Get a new one. If it need be, every 3 months you have to change every 3 months. Also, you can see some devotees who sincerely wash, like Sachipatra Prabhu's example I can give, how he puts little extra soap powder, and first he, all that is needed is sincerity, you know. First you put your clothes in ordinary water, then rinse it, again you put it in soap water, keep it soaked for 2-3 hours, then you rinse it thoroughly, remove all the dirt, and then it will look bright. But we don't want to do all that. After all, you know, this, we are coming in front of Krishna only, who is not going to speak anything to me. You go to my company and then boss will be angry with me. So, if you want to come with a dirty clothes and dirty appearance in front of Krishna, then how do you expect him to clean your heart? Then he will also keep your heart dirty. He will never reciprocate. He will say, you have not come up with a proper, you know, consciousness, go back. He will kick you away. He will not pay attention to you. So now it is not only to do with dress, it is with everything. Like Mangalarti is going on, Narsingarti is going on, Tulsiarti is going on. You can completely put a wall around your consciousness and simply remain like a zombie, like not having the mind here. Sometimes you go to a mental platform, thinking this problem, that problem. There are so many million problems in this world. If you want to meditate on your problems, then all day you can be meditating. There are so many problems in the world. So if one is intelligent, then one throws away all problems of the world, forgets them all for the time being, and invests one's consciousness in hearing every sound vibration, and attentively hearing it, understanding the meaning, remembering the meaning, and contemplating on the meaning, and expressing one's gratefulness in the heart, then one's consciousness will improve. Otherwise not. You see, Chitra Vindgram, there were about 35 people yesterday, correct? Totally about 42 are there, out of which 35 had come. Morning only 15 have come. What does that show? It shows the lack of sincerity. Very simple. So everyone is thinking, already there are 60 brahmacharis in the temple. So if few of them are along with them, nobody will notice they have come or not. Isn't it? This shows a thief mentality. So we are rascals. That is why we suffer in the material world. You can easily understand. If you are sincere, we would have become pure devotees long ago. So, if you don't do right from morning to evening everything as a devotional offering to Krishna, we can never build up our consciousness. If we don't build up our consciousness, then we will not be able to chant nicely, and we will not be able to call Krishna properly, and we will not become proper devotees of Krishna. Million years may pass away, but we will remain with the same old dirty rags like a beggar. We will never improve. Actually, you have to be a beggar in consciousness. Wear nice dress, wear nice tilak and kantimala, everything, come in front of Krishna and claim to be his beggar. You are destitute. One who is helpless. That is proper consciousness. Externally we wear dress of a beggar, and internally we are very proud. I am a software engineer, or I am a engineer, or a big man. What is the use of that consciousness? So, everything you do, it matters. Like for example, I have seen all Prabhupada's disciples. After every prayer, Mangala Arati or Narsingha Arati, Tulsi Arati, they bow down. Namo Mishtapadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamine Tanamine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Deshadarane. They will always say that. Not that immediately after the prayers are over, you lift your head up. Why they say that? So that at every moment they can remember gratefully Srila Prabhupada, who is the founder acharya of our society, who has given us this golden opportunity to utilize the morning hours in service to Krishna. If we were not brought by Srila Prabhupada to this movement, what will we be doing? We will be in mode of ignorance, snoring under the carpet, sleeping. So it's Srila Prabhupada who has brought us. So every moment one should remember that. So in this way, every sound vibration, spiritual sound vibration, when it is being uttered, to be in the presence of such sound vibration, to hear it and to repeat it and to remember it, it is such a great fortune. So if you don't do it with such consciousness, then we are not improving in our spiritual life. We are simply stagnating. A stagnant water in the gutter only is stinking. So we are also stinking. We are not progressing. If you want to make progress, we should be like flowing water, which is always progressive. For that we have to put our consciousness in whatever we do. When I was in Bombay, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj was talking on putting the heart in everything we do. He was so strongly stressing this point, because it is the nature of the mind to become routine. Routine, everything becomes simple routine for a period of time. Even this Namah Mishpadaya which we do can become a routine for a period of time if you are not attentive. Similarly, you try to remember the days when you became a devotee newly. In the first few days, how you were enthusiastic in Narsingharati. You were clapping hands and you were enjoying the kirtan very much. Where has that enthusiasm gone? After 2 years, 3 years, we simply become a dull, dullard. We become very dull. Oh, some kirtan is going on and you simply wall out yourself and you are worrying about some problem which happened somewhere else, or thinking of the future. So instead of making progress, we are digressing, going down. So if you were so enthusiastic in your early days, now you are supposed to become 10 times more enthusiastic as you spend more years. But if you are not clapping hands, if you are not enthusiastically dancing, singing, absorbing the mind, and remembering Prahlad Maharaj, how he wonderfully surrendered to Lord Narsingadev despite all the troubles and trials, then only one can. We have to appreciate these things at every moment. Opportunity is given to us, and if we don't appreciate them and get into that consciousness, then we will not be making progress. Simply performing ritual, not spiritually, will give us only Ajnat Sukriti, which in comparison to the bhakti is like one over thousand, one by thousand, it's like that. If you do it with bhakti consciousness, you will get 1,000 counts. If you do it mindlessly, blindly, if you're like physically present, mentally absent, then we will only get 1 count. You lose so much opportunity. So every moment, right from morning to evening, is a opportunity available for us to offer in Krishna service. So everything you do, just like you are afraid of your boss in the company, in the same manner, keep in mind that I am doing it for Krishna's pleasure. Like you are putting tilak. So we are putting tilak for Krishna's pleasure. We should put a beautiful tilak. We should, like all of you keeping short hair, or brahmacharis are shaved up, we should be looking clean. The dress you wear should be washed clean. And every activity we perform in devotion service should be done with consciousness and with enthusiasm. Then one can expect very tangible progress in spiritual life. And every one of these activity, we get opportunity to do them after a million lifetimes. To accept charanamrit, to bow down in front of Krishna, to come and dance in front of the Lord is a great fortune. Aditacharya was asked by Lord Chaitanya, ask me for some benediction. You know what he said? My dear Lord, you already given me such a great benediction, which is rare even after a million births. What is it? You allowed me to dance in front of you and you are watching me. What more can be a greater benediction? He was thankful for that. So we are all sitting in the temple of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is his palace. Sitting here in this place to be permitted for this. Brahmaji is saying, even as a ant or a worm, allow me to be in the temple, allow me to be a devotee. And we are allowed to be a devotee, chanting and wearing tilak, wearing the dress of a devotee. So Prabhupada says, devotees are Vishnudutas, he says. So Vishnudutas means you should look effulgent, wear nice, beautiful dress, nice tilak and everything. Devotee should look clean. So only the 2 hands should be missing. Out of 4 hands, only 2 should be missing. Otherwise, everyone should look like Vishnuduta, devotee. Because if you look bright, then others will be inspired to become devotees. In my personal life, I saw Devamrita Prabhu, I saw other Vaishnavas who looked very attractive. So immediately we want to become a devotee. Others will be inspired to become devotees. So let us put an attention on these things. After which it will also influence our consciousness. That's like you live in a dirty room, then your mind goes to mode of ignorance. You live in a clean room, you also go to goodness. Similarly, if you externally also, we do the activities very nicely, with meticulously, putting our heart, then our consciousness will develop, and that will also help in development of the quality of chanting of the holy name. Because Krishna will take notice and he'll help you, respect to that. Harinam Prabhu ki.